Moro Casino, American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Hi guys, here's my morning routine. First, I drink olive oil. Next, I take an ice bath. Ooh, feeling super healthy.
If your health advice sounds strange coming from a kid, maybe it's just strange. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. Get $10 off select plans at Cygnos.com, Cygnos.com, with code SPARK. Cygnos.
Streamers and rappers are more intertwined than ever these days. With rappers like Drake even churning up at Kai's University to salute him for the impact that he's had on kids all over the world.
To be able to organize this incredible academia event, gather you all together in one place, is something that has never been done before. It's an extraordinary feat. And I want you all to show the most love that you possibly can for your dean, the one and only, Kai Cenat.
And if you're looking at people who've done a lot to bridge that gap, it's fair to say that KSI is the one who might have set the wheels in motion. At just 31 years of age, JJ Olatunji is a global star. And it all started from playing Call of Duty Black Ops in his bedroom at his parents' house.
Guys, it's your boy KSI, legitimate idiot. And today I've got a ground war match for you, Team Deathmatch.
And now, he can barely go anywhere in the world without fans flocking to see him. But if you ask most people what KSI is known for, they probably wouldn't say the one thing he cares about the most, his music. Because while he may have made millions from YouTube, boxing, and even allegedly selling moldy lunch products to kids, it seems like most of his followers outside of the UK barely even know that he raps. And when they do, they immediately assume it'll be trash.
As a YouTuber, you know, making music, there's always the stigma that, first of all, you can't make music. Secondly, if you do, it's going to be bad and it's not going to get, you know, it's not going to do well critically anyway.
And unfortunately for him, it seems like that's the situation he finds himself in, with the very thing he invests most of his time into being the element of his life that's used to clown him.
But is the song funny outside of the context?
It's not funny!
No, not outside.
It's funny!
No, no.
Is my life funny, bro?
No.
I'm entitled to my opinion. That's the thing! Everyone's saying I'm not allowed!
Well, there's the thing.
Why am I not allowed?
No, but there's...
If someone comes at me, why am I not allowed to go back?
From being relentlessly trolled to getting mocked by his own peers, this is the wild story of how KSI failed to become a respected rapper. If you've been on the internet for the past decade, you're probably familiar with KSI's rise to fame and fortune. Launched by FIFA gameplay videos, which eventually progressed to comedy and vlogging, KSI's empire has expanded to the point that he now has 25 million subscribers. Along the way, he's aided his friends in nurturing their own successful careers through the Sidemen, and sparked a very profitable craze through his Prime Hydration drink that he rolled out alongside Logan Paul. Then, there was his boxing career, which has led to a 6-1 record. And unexpected acceptance from that community for helping to get young people into the sport.
You are both actually described also by the commentators as a credit to the boxing community because of the kind of the heart and soul that you've brought to the fight. Did you feel kind of accepted or welcomed by the boxing community?
I felt like after it was over, a lot of people were like, okay, I respect it. Yeah. Like they put on a good show. It was entertaining. It wasn't a boring fight. You know, they went at it and, you know, it got a lot of people, it influenced a lot of people.
But despite the fact that he seems to win in essentially every arena, the only area where he hasn't found immediate praise and accolades comes in his attempts to get into hip-hop. Because in that world, it often feels like nothing but clowning awaits him. And considering he succeeded everywhere else, the hate only seems to make him push harder, even though his songs are basically memed to the point that it'll be subpar. And judging by the comments to his post on X where he announced a new song just last month, fans don't even give his new music the time of day before coming to the conclusion that his music is bad.
Why does he even want to be a musician in the first place, being that he makes millions from simply making videos on YouTube and other business ventures?
By his own admission, KSI's entry into hip-hop culture wasn't what he expected, as he literally admitted that he only began rapping as a joke during his streams, before eventually spiraling into something more serious, which reflects where he's at in life.
Even when you started playing FIFA, like, I want to be a musician, I want to be a rapper.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
This is like, when did you know that was what you wanted to do?
Well, I mean, with the music, like, I've always just wanted to do it anyway, because it's just a hobby. Like, I just like making songs about, like, my life. I use music as a way to entertain as well. Like, whenever I play FIFA or Call of Duty, I would rap about what I'm doing in FIFA and Call of Duty, and I would do, like, rap battles between people, or act as if I was Mourinho against Arsene Wenger, and then, you know, do rap battles between them, or Messi versus Ronaldo and do rap battles between them. You know, just, for me, it was always just entertaining.
And as he made this move, he decided that between his exploits in the ring and rhyming, it gave him room to do everything he wanted. After performing raps for laughs, KSI began to transition gradually, and in 2015, he formally began his hip-hop career with the track Lamborghini alongside P Money. And as the track peaked at number 30 on the charts in his native UK, KSI clearly felt he was onto something good. And from there, he came out the gate throwing shade at others for doing the same thing.
Who are the top 5 YouTube rappers?
Number 1, KSI. Number 1, KSI. Joe, you cannot rap to save your life, bro. You're dead, okay? Don't.
But
don't.
Nah, I rate him getting involved, though.
Yeah, I think worked. He knows he's not good.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
I mean, that's why I got involved.
See, let me put, what's his name in there as well? As
worst. Wait, worst or?
I've forgotten his name. Jake Paul.
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't put him in the worst.
Oh, he can still... my gosh, bro. Think... He is trash.
Think about...
He is so trash. He's one of the worst rappers I've ever seen in my life. He's dead. Don't you dare talk to me about Logan Paul.
Logan's better than Jake.
That nigga don't even write his...
As he kept making songs with UK rap royalty like JME, KSI's focus continued to drift. And back then, he knew that he had an uphill battle ahead of him. During a lengthy interview with Anthony Fantano, he discussed the fact that he knew there was a stigma as a content creator crossing over into another form of creativity.
You know, as a YouTuber, that's just how it is. Like, you always have to reinvent yourself and, you know, progress and keep doing better. And I'm just the type of person that I hate just accepting the norm or accepting just one thing. So I feel like with the album that I released, it's opened up so many doors, man, like when it comes to music, because I know a lot of artists were very hesitant towards me because they didn't really get it. They didn't know where I was at. They thought, they didn't think this was serious. They thought this was just a bit of a joke and all this and that. So once they saw the numbers, once they saw that I was serious, and once they saw that, you know, I had musical talent, I feel like people are now starting to respect me more. I don't think I'll ever get rid of that stigma. I think that stigma will always be there. No matter what I do, like if I want to do stand-up, Dan. And it's one of those things where you just have to prove yourself and show everyone that you can do it. And, you know, you essentially have to work harder.
Better known as a YouTuber than a serious spitter, KSI continued to advance towards his debut album. And in the process, he even set up his own record label. Over the course of features with Rick Ross, Lil Baby, Lil Pump, Smoke Perp, Polo G and others, KSI attempted to legitimize himself with the project that was titled Dissimulation. Peaking at number 2 in the UK and 194 in the US, KSI's debut album did well enough to be certified gold in Britain. But it's safe to say that his critics and the general hip-hop audience were not impressed. Some cited it as yet another example of a rap album that pulls the genre down. KSI is the perfect example of an uninteresting artist who manages to live well without ever contributing anything positive. And in a testament to how low his own expectations were for how the public would receive it, he was thrilled to get a 4 out of 10 from the needle drop.
Like, for me, I am gassed that my album is just clear. There is not a not good on it. If I got a not good, I think I'd want to top myself. Like, he's given a not good to Nav, Jonah Lucas, Lil Baby, Justin Bieber, Trippie Redd, Logic.
Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
DJ Khaled, yo, the list just goes on and on of not goods that he's given. So for me to not have a not good is progress. I've already completed stage one. Holy shit, this is big, man. This is damn. All right, let's go. It feels weird him saying my name. Yo, rewind that.
Despite the simulation not getting the best response, the alarming part is it was probably the most well-received project he's ever dropped. And ever since then, it's been all downhill. With KSI even making inadvisable moves, which has prevented anyone else who wasn't already tapped into the idea of his music career to want to get involved. Although he didn't get the acclaim he wanted, KSI's seemingly endless budget for features meant that he kept getting major cosigns. This led to the release of his second project, All Over the Place, an album which topped the UK charts and finally earned a spot on the US Hot 100 in 2021, courtesy of Lose with Lil Wayne. Even if it scored number 86 on the charts, it was a huge success, and the music video went on to get 30 million views on YouTube, a number which aspiring rappers could only dream of, and fans were impressed. But ultimately, not all of his tracks always hit. In fact, throughout his career, his songs have barely outperformed the joke tracks dropped by Kai and Speed, which led him to troll them over the numbers.
Easy is on what? 954,000 streams on Spotify? Let's see Speed's new song with Kai Cenat. Let's have a look. Oh, they have less streams than me. There's no way. Wait, but their song came out April the 27th. Bro, it's almost been out for a month and I have more streams in a week.
But this was a weird flex, considering he was only marginally outperforming the song that was a joke. Unsurprisingly, Kai pointed this out to him in brutal fashion.
You're a full-time musician and we're just only 100,000 listeners behind you. And we've only promoted the song once. And both me and Speed really don't give a fuck about music. And we absolutely said bullshit on the track. You stood there and put your heart and soul on the notes. And we're still as close to you as ever. We're better. Stick to boxing, buddy. YouTube.
Still, he kept pushing forward, reminding everyone of his success in the UK anytime critics try to come for him.
No! Oh! Oh my god! Oh. Wow!
Mission failed. We'll get him next time.
But he was about to head down a road, which meant that people were about to relish hating his music. This came when it was revealed that he was involved in a crypto scheme pump and dump, which was uncovered when he logged back into it. All of it was exposed at length by internet detective CoffeeZilla in a YouTube video, and he came with receipts.
He goes on, "Remember when KSI posted this? All of a sudden, my ex-CAD bag is looking juicy again. HODL gang then proceeded to dump $850,000 worth of XCAD over the following days from his wallet address. But looking at the date of when this all happened, I realized Zach has been holding onto this piece of evidence, waiting for KSI to come back to this account for years. He had this tweet in the drafts, and KSI logging back in activated the trap card. Zach also shared a picture as proof. Series of transactions from KSI's wallet were starting on March 27th when he sent that tweet. KSI started...
Want to try a free sample of berry pie?
Oh, yeah, I do. Wait, time to consult the online experts.
One bite will destroy
Stop it!
They don't know your body. Only you do. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. Get $10 off select plans at Cygnos.com, Cygnos.com, with code SPARK. Cygnos.
Selling XCAD. The same day he tweeted he was part of the HODL gang, slang for someone who wouldn't sell this crypto coin, right?
Reportedly, he was part of an ongoing scheme to sell once people gravitated towards the coins. Something that he previously done on other crypto coins, which he tweeted about before selling 174,000 worth of each. But KSI chalked it up to poor trading while claiming he was above it.
I've turned down millions and millions and millions of deals. Like tens of millions of me to do, I don't know, some gambling stuff or some really like, low hanging fruit. So many low hanging fruit type deals. And I've just passed on it. I've just said, nah. So why would I go on crypto and pump and dump for what? I think there was at one point I pump and dumped, apparently. $450, crazy.
But despite his efforts to try and justify it, the public weren't willing to accept his excuses after CoffeeZilla exposed him, failing to understand why these already rich people are willing to throw their audience to the wolves. Boggles my mind how these guys already have a legitimate business where they make millions, but still feel the need to scam others out of their money. Between this and selling lunch products to kids with Mr. Beast and Logan Paul, KSI's capitalistic rep couldn't have come at a worse time. Because after everyone came for him over the crypto scam, they were all warmed up to rip his new music to pieces.
Ring to the pen, to the king. Where's my crown? That's my bling. Always drama when
I'm in. Nice, brilliant, smart, hilarious. Dad, we have been listening to the new KSI for 5 hours. Can we please listen to something else? You get into a car crash and you need some. How old is this brother, fam? You are not old enough to drive.
For those who weren't aware of KSI as a musical artist before, the meme cycle was about to put them on notice with the release of Thick of It, a single which was released alongside a feature with Trippie Redd and a high production value music video complete with CGI. JJ clearly thought he had one this time around, especially as he hyped it up a whole lot prior to it dropping.
Me and Trippie Redd have a song, Thick of It. Obviously, you guys know we have a song, but we filmed the music video as well. Music video is cold. I can't wait for that to come out. Avo, when I'm telling you, the music, top notch, man. I'm excited about music again. It's sick. Some big bangers with this song. Obviously, Thick of It, it's just about my life. Low is the type of song where if you just listen to vibes, it's a banger. You're just there like, oh, this is sick. But if you listen to lyrics, you're just there like, yo, is JJ all right? Like, he sounds kind of depressed.
But the minute that it dropped, everyone, including Trippie Redd, began relentlessly clowning KSI for the track's cringe generic sound.
Oh! Oh. You got a star. KSI. This shit is so fucking ass. Quit your music. Quit that idiot shit. Turn that shit off.
Trolled from every conceivable corner, KSI struggled to face up to the scrutiny, and unfortunately, he did the worst thing imaginable for an online figure. He let them know the criticism was getting to him.
Imagine putting your heart and soul into a project, and then releasing it to the world, and everyone's going, ha ha,
ass, trash,
you suck, bro, kill yourself. How does that make you feel?
Anybody that hates on his song, you're a hater, okay? He's going crazy. He's the number one song in the world right now, and everyone needs to lay off JJ. It's about his life.
You pulled it out.
Do I think it's good? No, but I'm at least telling people to f*** off and stick up for you, bro.
Nah. Then you're pissing me off.
You know that shit is ass. It's not my fault.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
All your fans.
Come on, JJ, dude.
And when that didn't work, he tried leaning into it, only to wind up getting more annoyed in the process.
Today we are reacting to Thick of It TikToks. The label thought it would be a good idea, especially because more of you decided to post more TikToks using the song. And even though I told you guys to stop, you guys are just on a hating rampage. Fucking hell, man. You lot are such twats. Oh, man.
I mean, I really like the song. I don't... I think the song is a banger.
It is.
The song is an absolute banger.
Yes.
I'm a mama.
That's why your mama dead. Dead as hell. What shoes she got on her
castle? Nah, I rebuke it in the name of Jesus, man. And I'm not even religious like that, but off, man.
Once the dust settled, KSI claimed All the Rage was strategic, being used as a ploy to promote the track.
I'd say the only thing I would have done is probably the two tweets that I did at Dan.
The first two.
I think those were genuine.
Yeah.
Those were me, like... this guy,
yeah.
Don't come on my business, da 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 da. But then, because I had a single coming out, I was like, oh my god, I can just use this as a way to market my song.
Bro.
I can use all this hate, all this attention, and just drive it to people going to my song.
We've already spoke about all this because we've been shooting Prime stuff all day.
Yeah, yeah.
But I told you that I've always said that attention is the currency.
Yes.
But I don't always practice what I preach.
Yeah.
You really practice.
Well, that's what, like, for me, I've been doing this for so long. So, you know, I've been loved. I've been hated. I've been wherever in between. So I'm just like, all right, cool. Let me just embrace this. Like, you know, I put the song out and it was just getting a ton of hate. People were clowning on it. And, you know, I know the song is good, but I know a lot of people, you know, are just going to jump on the trend. A lot of people are sheep. They're just going to follow and just do whatever they want to do. So I was like, all right, cool. Let me just lean into this and be pissed off, angry. Tell people, guys, stop. Stop making memes. Knowing that they're going to make more memes. It'll just be like, oh, stop making fun of me, knowing that they're gonna make fun of me more, and like, stop making videos on me.
But considering how much he looked like he was about to burst into a legitimate rage, people weren't having that whatsoever. Someone said this was an insane cope. Bro was damn near in tears on Aiden Ross's stream, trying to play it off as if he isn't mad. After Thick of It got so resoundingly clowned, it took KSI back several steps in terms of his quest to be considered as a legitimate artist in hip-hop. But to be honest, he would have been facing an uphill battle no matter what, even if he wasn't a YouTuber or had a song's rollout descent into mass mockery. Ultimately, his nationality isn't doing him any favors either, because while people like Dave, Skepta, Central C, and Stormzy are megastars over in the UK, there's a whole lot of American listeners who don't want to hear it. And like many other aspects of his public persona which disqualify him from the forefront of the game, KSI has found this a hard reality to accept.
You stand listening to nigga London rap. Pop top in the pop pop pop. When you come, and you cop, when you cop cop, and you go, did you feel it? That shit sounds ridiculous.
I actually like, you know, some of the UK hip hop. In fact, I even went out there.
Nah, man. Fuck them motherfuckers, bro. Well, I mean, Central C, Dave, AJ Tracy, like, I could go on Skepta. Like, bro, what are we doing here? Shut up. All right, we got bangers. We got UK people making bangers left, right, and center. That's pissed me off.
Beyond that, he takes the distaste towards YouTube rappers personally. And recently, he started defending DDG as he experienced hate over his own strides into music. Never forget your roots. No one truly cares about us in the music industry. They want to jump on us because we're hot. If we ain't hot anymore, best believe we're getting thrown away to the side.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
YouTube is the core that keeps everything alive. It's not a stepping stone, it's the foundation. Be proud to be a YouTube rapper. Ain't nothing to be ashamed of. Despite his best efforts, KSI is struggling to crawl out from the debris of Thick of It. And as he unveiled his new songs in Catch Me If You Can and So Far Away, he's faced the same issues where the public is instantly dismissing it. Meanwhile, he's enlisting his reserves of cash purely to boost the numbers with a stunt.
Hi, yo, what's up, everyone? Okay, listen up. I want to see you make your best lyric video to my up-and-coming song, So Far Away, and I'll post the winner on my main YouTube channel, the KSI one, and also the winner gets £10,000 in full credit. I'm only giving you 30 seconds of the song, so click the link here to enter and hear it and be creative. Entries close on the 24th of May at 23:59 BST. All right.
And in a move which certainly isn't going to help his public perception, he then began roasting the submissions.
Come on, man. Resounding no, yeah. 80% no, bro. Bro. This, bro, Aldridge, I can't believe you wasted your time and my time and everyone else's time doing this, you piece of shit. Don't ever do this again. What the fuck was this? What a waste! Stupid man! Stupid!
And unfortunately, the reception to the song depicts the uphill battle he faces to be taken seriously. Because these days, people are writing it off before it's even released. Can someone actually tell me if it's shit before I listen to it? But when those who actually went in with an open mind listened, they found it to be nowhere near as bad as everyone was pretending. This song is good. I think people hate on it because they like seeing KSI mad. Now that the precedent is set, it seems like music might be one area of his life where he won't be able to dominate to the same extent as he has with everything else he's turned his hand to. But if that's the case, then it's by no means a failure. After all, JJ is so prominent to the extent that he's a judge on Britain's Got Talent, which is the equivalent of when Nicki Minaj or Mariah Carey did it in the States. Beyond that, he's incredibly influential in the content lane.
I've met KSI. He's the reason, one of the main reasons I started YouTube. I've always said that. It's never been a secret. I remember meeting him at Nando's, and I knew, now knowing what I've done, is I would have hated it now, but he's eating his food, and I'm like, oh, brother, big fan, and I've spotted him now, and I've got nowhere to sit, so I've sat next to him, right? Which is, well, I annoy him now, I've seen it, but, oh, he's still chatting to my norms, bro. This is big KSI, fam. And I thought to myself again, that's what made me think, when I get big, I will never ever be disrespectful because of how nice this guy is to me.
And it's not just UK stars who are saluting him. He's even been praised by the leading streamer of the world today as someone who paved the way.
Is JJ still the most famous black content creator, or has Speed and Kai surpassed him? Ooh, I'd say I am probably still more famous, but Kai and Speed more relevant.
Yeah, I say it cap, but he didn't say nothing wrong, gang. To be in the game for 10 years is a lot. Look, this is why I respect KSI. I was watching him while he was making millions.
Beyond that, his audience is undeniably devoted, as is evidenced every time he leaves his home to mingle with fans.
Yeah. Hey, what's up, bro?
Yo, man.
How we doing? Love the top, man.
Thank you. I know your birthday's in 20 days. So.
Oh, what? Yeah. So, no, no way. Bad, right? Thank you, bro. Thank you. Wait, you're such a great brother, JJ, in so many ways. Oh, that's so... Bro! Thank you, man. I'm going to be, what, 32? Oh, God.
All the best. I'm thank just 22,
you.
Right?
Bro. Well, enjoy it, man. Enjoy your 20s.
With everything he's got going for him, KSI has a lot to be grateful for. So if he's going to keep releasing music, he should do it simply for love, rather than hoping for the public's acceptance, especially in the States. Because no matter what he tries, it doesn't look like he's going to get it anytime soon.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.